This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Repertory Theater's artistic director, Eric Rosen's new work, called Lot's Wife, is structured as a play within a play. There are echoes of a personal tragedy as well as a nod to the cautionary biblical tale of Lot's wife, who turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back. KCUR's Laura Spencer stopped by the Copacan stage to talk with Rosen after a recent rehearsal.
Lot's Wife is a play that I have been working on for about 20 years, and this is the first time I've written 9 plays. This is my 9th play, and it's the first time I haven't directed the play that I've written. So I've handed over the reins to a wonderful director named Joni Schultz, and so it's been oddly calm and really fun seeing images in my mind and things I've been thinking about forever come to life with these actors and this director and in this room that's also so familiar to me because I work here all the time.
You said this play was somewhat of a 20-year process, yeah. And could you talk a little bit about when it went from a kernel of an idea to this finished product?
Sure. There are sort of 3 plays in Lot's Wife. The first, in 1992, when I first started graduate school at Northwestern, I started writing an adaptation of a novel called Wedding Song by Nobel Prize winner Naguib Mahfouz. And it is sort of the structure of this play. It's about an Egyptian theater company that's putting on a play that seems to be a confession to murder. And I workshopped that for 3 or 4 years, and then it died. And then in about 2004, I picked it up again and had the idea to make it a contemporary story, primarily as a way to deal with a really significant tragedy in my family life. My sister was very, very sick with an autoimmune disorder, and I was her primary caretaker. And there was a night in which she was released from the hospital to my care and nearly died, and got her to the hospital. She's doing great, lives in St. Louis, married, very happy, it ends well. But that night, I started writing this play. I started writing a central scene and imagined what a writer would think, what they would feel, and how they could express what it was like to be witness to a tragedy they couldn't stop. And that play had a premiere at Steppenwolf right before I moved to Kansas City under the title Wedding Play, and it was about 3 times longer and 10 more characters, and I put that away. I think we performed it in 2007, and the night in question was in 2006. It was very raw. And then a couple of years ago, after my life had changed really significantly, I picked it up again and had the idea to just carve it down to these 4 actors and this very concentrated version of everything I had done for 20 years.
Well, the title Lot's Wife, you know, it's one of those kind of famous stories, and I'm just curious what reference there is to that.
There is, at its heart, a play that a playwright has written that's called Lot's Wife, that is asking its characters never to look back, and warning them, don't look back, don't look back. And the play itself is about characters looking back on an elemental tragedy that has shaped all of their lives and trying to make sense of what it's meant in the very near aftermath of it happening. All the characters are reeling, trying to piece back their lives. They're all looking back, and they risk being destroyed by that.
With the New Works Festival, your play is one of the 2 featured plays. And did this give you kind of a time hook? Or was this, just something that you knew it was ready, and so you put it in place for this?
Honestly, that's a great question. We've talked about doing this play for the last 3 years, and it's been pretty ready for that amount of time. And I'm a little bit shy about doing my own work that I wrote at the Rep. This is only the 3rd thing that I've done. I co-wrote Winesburg, Ohio, co-wrote Venice, and this is mine. So it's the 3rd thing in 8 years. And so I've been very hesitant to put it up because it's also very exposing in a way. But also when we created and dreamed of the festival several years ago, I knew I wanted to have a big start. And I thought that these 2 plays, Fire and Dreamland, which is also about people struggling to create something, a work of art, in the face of disruption in their lives. I thought, gosh, these 2 plays are so close and so far apart in style, but similar in their ambition. And I thought that by putting my own work into it, that kind of signifies that I have real skin in this Origin KC idea. And this is an exciting and really frightening debut.